Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh.
Very good, Naomi. How are you? What's up? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. We're still on it. Is he all done now? Is he just recovering? Just waking up. Cool. Yeah, no, Vanessa's still here, so I'll just ask her, and then we can get that information for you after she's had a good look at it and stuff. It's all good. Okay. I'll have a chat to Vanessa, but I'm sure she'll probably give you a call and have a chat to you or something. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. She wants to talk to you right now, actually. Very good. Oh no, yeah, oh yeah, I'll see you then, but yeah, just hold the line, Vanessa's coming. She's ready.
Hey, well, found the reason. Like, he's left stifle. I don't even know what he's walking on. The arthritis is that bad. So that's his knee, his left knee. Left knee. So left knee, arthritis, both ankles. The hips look good. Spine looks good. So, yeah, they're the reasons. So, yeah. Yes. But I think that maybe the patella could be an issue too. When there's an arthritis like what it looks like on this image, the whole plateau is all fuzzy, like he's worn away the cartilage on the surface that his knee walks on, if you like, the weight load takes. And if those shock absorber little menisci in the knee are gone, then that's it, yeah. So I think the cartilage is gone because it's definitely arthritis visible there. And if the menisci are gone as well, then it would be quite painful for him. So, yeah, I think so. Yes. But, yes. So let's keep him on some pain relief, shall we? Well, I don't know, but something's happened to his knee at some point because the right knee's not so bad. The left one is quite bad. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. He's just waking up now, so he'll be right. Yeah. Yeah. I know. So, have you got enough meloxicam? Good. Cool. Yeah, I think so. I think the cartrophin can only help, but he probably needed pain relief more than the cartrophin to start, because the cartrophin might hold him in good stead if we keep it up monthly, if he keeps the joint support shoes up as well. Yeah, I reckon. Get him moving more. Make him forage for his veg in a bigger space. So maybe make him walk the hallway or something for his piece of lettuce. Yeah. 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 Yep. Not. It's not. It's hard to get them to move when they don't want to. So we have to keep up meloxicam, so he's pain relatively pain free. So he will be moving. The joint support in the long term, but it takes 1 to 3 months for you to see a positive impact of being on that. And then, yeah. Yeah. I know. Just, he might just be predisposed to it. We know that, you know, big, size body weight on really lean limbs, you know, definitely makes the knees under significant stress. So that could just be the reason. Most of them do get arthritis joints like we do as they age, but yeah, he may have injured that knee at some point before you got him. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I think foraging for the veg is the only way you'll get him to do it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Hmm. Okay. That will be fine. Is she? Yes, maybe not, but otherwise he's good. I think the hardest part with this will be the ongoing management, whether or not meloxicam is enough, whether or not the cartrafin has any effect, whether or not foraging is something that he will eventually get up to because we're keeping him comfortable enough. All of those things. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it is. Yeah. That's it. Yes. You will keep a most excellent eye on him, and that's exactly what he needs. Yeah. Yeah, he can take that up with management, but that's not likely to change if he wants to keep moving. Yeah. You too. Yeah, we'll see you then. See you, mate. You too. Okay, bye.